The Laws of Meister. From the Holy Pnimi Allah.
Mitzvah minimum of chal latet chamishud me'arvacha latzaka umidat beinonit latet meister minarvachim v'naten pachot mechaim et mitzvah latzaka k'midat ayin ra'a. L'shulchan Aruch writes in Yoredei Rish Mem Tet 249 that the ideal way would be to give 20% of your tzedakah money to meiser, to poor people, of your profit, of your salary, not your profit. We'll get to that. And the less than ideal would be 10%. That's the average person. And less than that is ayin ra'a, with a cheap eye. That's the idea. What's the source for this? So Tosfos and Tainus says it's actually a biblical obligation to give Meiser. The Taz in Yoredei says it's rabbinical. Some, like the Bach, say it's actually just a minhag. Tzedakah is from the Torah, so when you're giving tzedakah, you're fulfilling a biblical mitzvah. Just how much you have to give is either a midiraita, midirabanan, or a minog. The minog is how much we should give. Asher b'shvil shitit asher. Darshu chachamim al pasuk asher tasher asher b'shvil shitit asher. Give meiser in order to get rich. The reason that they were rich in Israel is because they gave meiser. In general, we're not allowed to test God. But in this matter, we can test God. Bring all your meiser, the prophet says in Malachi. I will open up the gates and give you endless blessing. Test me, so to speak. The Rama writes, that if you give meiser, you're going to become rich. You can test God in that. Ulam, Ashlah, Kodesh writes, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't write this. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't agree. He doesn't think you should test. Ashkenazim can test God, but Tzvardim can't test God. Umash, Darshu, Halapasar, Kasher, Tasher, Akavanashan, Atan, Maisha, Dagan, Tirshu, Yitzar, Hashem, Tzvatam, Yatorah, Nasa, Hashem. You give Maisar of wine and oil, which is from the Torah. Well, Zenum, Amalcha, Chef, Shalom, Atan, Hashem, Avalum, Tinistaka, but not giving Tzedako. לכן כתוב בשולחן ערך כמה מיילות על צדקה, לא אם אין אדם נעשה אני מן הצדקה, ולא דבר רע, ולא איזק מתגלגל ידע. כל מרחם על עניים, הקדוש ברוך הוא מרחם עליו. הצדקה דוחת גזירת הקשות, ורעב תציל ממוות, אבל לא כתב שם איסו נעשה ישיר ואפשר לנסות את השם בזה, לכן כתוב פשוט שאלת יבת. בקיצור, בשולחן ערך writes many great things about giving tzedakah, but he doesn't mention how you can test God.
So what's from the Torah? If you make wine, if you make oil, then
if you have wine and oil, you have to give meiser to Kohanim and meiser Sheni, meiser Shlishi, all these things which you don't apply nowadays.
That's only in Eretz Yisrael anyway, right?
Yeah, it's not relevant today. Ulam rova poskim katzur shef shalin esot meiser k'safim et Hashem, but most poskim say you can test God. Chen kasa b'sefer avetz chesed, right? I believe the Chafetz Chaim in sefer avetz chesed. Actually, it is talking about our tzedakah. Sharei b'tchilat imei beit hamidash hashini beit she nevi malachi naver rova yudim lo yichdochei ba'aretz umeil mitzvot afrashas trumas ma'isros ayta az midivrei chachamim v'aval b'ken naver she'afshar lanasot b'zeit Hashem. So actually, no, it was rabbinical back then, and there still was this idea we can test God. So even giving tzedakah, we can test God. But it doesn't mean that you act foolishly just give without thought, that God will grant you. But if you act with, you know, due thought and process as to how to give the miser, God will, in a hidden way, pay you back. Wait a second, should I give tzedakah in order to get rich? Why would the Torah tell us to give tzedakah in order to be rich? But it's good to be rich. Then you'll get rich, give more tzedakah, and you can fix the world more. Plus, it's a big kiddush Hashem, the people who give tzedakah, and they themselves are rich.
And then they can give more. Exactly.
What about if you get tzedakah as a gift? Someone gives you as a gift, or I also have to give meiser on that. Hamitzvah l'tein meiser k'safim chala al kol kesef shemegiya la'adam, bein kesef shekibel birusha, o kesef shervich b'maskoret, o mischar, any money that you get, whether it's a gift, it's an inheritance, it's a work, o kesef shekibel matana mikrovim chavrim, if it's a gift from a bar mitzvah, from a wedding, o manakim shegufim shani manakim, or the government gives you, I don't know, 700 shekel for corona, all of them require meiser. What about a wedding? Shlomo Zalman Aruch says, even if you get, let's say, a refrigerator, you have to give meiser on that. So if you get a refrigerator, you don't have to give meiser. But if you give tzedakah, you get 100 shekel, you do have to give 10% of that. That's a reason maybe to give someone a gift, not tzedakah. You know, most people prefer tzedakah, kesef, truthfully. Hodim shenetnu labatam anasu hakesef kedei shetekana latzmash simla. A parent gives you $100 to buy a dress. So do I have to give meiser from that? Basically, she's giving you a dress. She's not giving you money. Now, there's $10 left. Then give a dollar from that. Their parents are giving you 3,000 shekel to pay for the schar dira, for the rent. So then you should stay dependent on the rent and not anything else. But if there's left over, then you can give it leftovers to other causes. Yilodim shemakablim eoreim dmei kis, allowance money. If you're a kid that gets allowance money, ha'im aleim lafrich me'am meiser, should you give meiser? Im notnim le'yale d'mei kis, if you give the child allowance money, mash meshegi'a lechinuch. So then apparently he's at the age of chinuch. Uvdash ne'nulo achrayut lishtames bekesef lefi rutono. So then you're giving him responsibility to spend how he wants. Va'ken alav litchanech le'mitzvah lafrich meiser. So he should learn how to give meiser. And it's part of chinuch. Even though the parents have already given meiser, once you've given it to the yeled, the child should give meiser. As long as the child can use it as he wants. But if they give him $10 for a specific purpose, then you don't have to give meiser. But if there's leftover money, then you give from the leftover money meiser. Okay. So simple. So beautiful. All right. A soldier that gets money from the army, does he have to give meiser? Ken. Elim kenu ani shechazerim lo trachim sisim. Shadu patur mefresh meiser. Yes, unless he's so poor that he can't pay for the rent, for example, and he has to pay for the rent. But if he has his basic needs met, then he should take the money that the army is giving him and give meiser from it. The government is giving you money for children. Do you have to give meiser from that? Since government doesn't care how you use it as you want. So yes, you still have to give meiser from that. You get it. What about a loan? Since at the end of the day you have to pay it back, that you don't give meiser, that's a loan, and you need to pay that back. Okay.
Adam Shimkaba Maskoya Taima. I'll leave some more questions. If you borrow $10,000 from someone and you know you have to pay that back.
Yes.
So then you go and earn your $10,000, you're paying it back, but you've actually earned it because you have to pay it back.
Well, you really have to give back 10,000 shekels, so that's basically put on the side to pay back that person at the end of the day. If somehow you've earned more than that, then that's your money already and you can invest it,
you should be trying to earn 11,000 so that you can give the extra 1,000.
Exactly, and the extra 1,000, give 100 shekel, fine. But the $10,000 that you took a loan, you can't be giving that away to other...
But you spend it on whatever you want to. So okay, you go to the bank, you say, "Hi, Mr. Bank Manager, give me $10,000. He's like, "Here you go, here's $10,000. You then go spend it on food, you go buy a car, you go to the beach, you spend it, you spend on meat to eat at barbecue on a Wednesday, whatever it is. Then at the end of the month, you go to work and you go and make money and you make $11,000, let's say. So now you can pay back your $10,000 that you borrowed.
Yeah, it all depends on the situation. If you know you're gonna have a way to pay the bank back your $10,000 that you borrowed from them, then yeah. Certainly, if you have extra money somehow, and you're going to be spending on going to the beach, you also should be giving meiser, 100%.
Right.
But if you don't even have a way of paying back the $10,000 that the bank gave you, so all he's saying is don't go giving money away to poor people.
Right.
Give it to, give back to the bank.
Right.
Okay. Adam Shemakab Maskoyres, I'm allowed to afresh myself my bruto or my netto. So, in other words, I make $10,000, right? Let's talk tachlis. Make 10,000 shekel, but your rent costs 8,000 shekel. And then you have to pay for food.
Mm-hmm.
By the time it's all over with, what do you really have left? So, do I count it as, well, I made 10,000, but then I have to pay the rent, so I really only made 1,000, so I have to give 100 shekel myser?
Yeah.
Or do I say, no, I made 10,000, therefore I have to give 1,000.
Exactly.
It's a big difference.
Yeah.
Tzarich lafrish man netto, ki zeh kesef shu mekabel. So in other words, it's really the $10,000. So if I'm making $10,000, I'm chayef to immediately separate $1,000 for tzedakah. Now again, if I can't pay my basic needs, and I can't afford the rent and to spend money, then I'm not chayiv in meiser.
Mm.
That's a different question. Then you don't have to give meiser. But a person that can meet his basic needs, okay, so the rent's 8,000, and you spent $1,000 now on the food, and he's got $1,000 left, so that, yes, he's obligated to give that $1,000 to meiser and not to go to the movies. That's the way.
That was really my question from the beginning.
Okay, so that's the answer.
Yeah.
The answer is, as long as your basic needs are met, you then have to take into account how much am I making money, and give that away. Right? That's been my situation. So many people's situation. Fine. As long as I know I'm paying the rent and I'm not starving,
mm-hmm.
I look at my salary and I take 10 to 20% of that.
Right.
Adam Shemakab Maska. Okay. Haim Mafreshim Maisha Mikola Neto, or if Shosha Afrita Tatsuma Mashkanta, Arnona, Mamaskar, Umiatera Lafish Maisha, what about the Arnona? Yesh Lafish Maisha Mikola Neto. Umash Adam Mashalem La Mashkanta, Arnona, Nashav Kvar Kalak Mauta Toshita Vochalo, Shin Maftkitim Otomaskar. Same principle. Okay, you have your expenses, you have to pay for your expenses, but this is a different thing. Whatever your salary is and how much that comes into your money, that's you have to give Maisha. Again, if you can't pay for your basic needs, then you're not chayiv in meiser. But if you can pay, if you are paying for your basic needs, then you're obligated to spend whatever you're making with your salary, not taking out the account your other.
And what about things like meat for Shabbos, like new clothes for Rosh Hashanah?
That's separate. Same thing. Separate. Again, that's your basic needs.
Basic.
You should pay for your basic needs. It's your needs to spend it's your needs. But and again, if you're covering your basic needs when it comes to spend, you know, that food for Shabbos, a little extra for Shabbos, and then you're obligated in Meiser. And if you're not covering your basic needs, and again, you're not chayiv in Meiser. Same principle. How much should you spend extra on Shabbos is a different question, which he writes about double what you would spend on a regular Shabbos. And, you know, you shouldn't...
Your weekday meal.
Yeah. In other words, if you're poor, you shouldn't be going crazy and spending... If you can't pay your bills and you're in the minus, but if you can pay your bills, then go have fun. Adam shemotzi kesef avor anisiyel avoda avor ochel sheukoneh avoda. So now here's an interesting question. I'm going to work, but I need to pay for the gas. I need to pay for the food. So that maybe I can take that out of my salary. Maybe I'm not really making $10,000, I'm making $9,000. So yes, when it comes to the car or the gas, if it's gas to get to work, so then that is indeed, you can take that out of your salary. But food, well, you would have to eat anyway. So you can't consider that a work-related expense. But you wouldn't have necessarily needed to drive to work. You could have just stayed at home. So therefore, that is considered, you know,
so he's
taking out of your salary.
In general, like, let's say you're a businessman, you buy 10 barrels of wine, let's say, and then you go and sell them, each one you make $100 on. So you spent $10,000, but you've then made back $11,000, so you only give the 10% of the profit, right? Because otherwise everyone...
Correct, you're a businessman, you didn't make a salary there, you only made $1,000 of
your
profit.
He kind of used the words, the money you received.
I think he's talking in the case of a normal worker,
right,
who has a salary,
right,
no matter what.
Right.
So then that's what it is. But if you're a businessman, then you don't...
Okay.
Yeah, then it goes by how much you actually make at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's logic. Everything he's saying is super logical.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a few more questions. Adam shechotech kesef b'tchokhni chizchon ukupat gamal kate idea for each maisim. That's a little complicated. Let's say 10% goes to your pension fund. So you have to take into account before money gets set aside to your pension, because that's basically just going to your pocket, how much money are you making? Okay, so right, I used to have that. You know, you make 10,000, but then they take 1,000 and they give it to pension. Still, it's considered the 10,000.
Yeah, it's still yours.
Okay, so that's a little complicated. At the end of the day, when you're actually taking your pension...
Oh, it's already been meisered.
It's already been meisered. So I guess, unless it went up and, you know, stock markets, it gets complicated.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, interest.
Right, so I'm not going to... It's a whole topic.
If you put $100,000 in the bank, you get $10,000 at the end of the year. You have to give it out.
Correct. So you have to take that into account. But again, most people aren't giving exactly 10%. They're giving 15%, so it might already have been covered. Right, exactly. So what about stocks? Okay, so now this happens a lot. Let's say, this happened to me this last month, actually. Your friend says, listen, I know you normally give me 500 shekel for Meiser, but I need, for a specific reason, 2,000 to cover my bills for the Chagim. So can I say, well, fine, I'll give you Meiser for this month and next month and the next month,
mm-hmm,
now?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Can.
Yes,
yeah,
you can do that. Umashal, Misha Turek Lafrish Kochodesh Elef Shek, Natam Vatachat Aser Telefin Zotag, Yachol Lachshiv at Aser Telefin Shek, Kechob Shal Meiser Ksafim, Umashal Chaterech Adurjim Ebaim, Lay Fresh Meiser Meiser Kotev. Exactly. You can do that. You can say the next 3 months I'm bought it from Meiser, I'm doing it in advance.
Amazing.
You can do that. Hayim Rayil. Is it worthwhile to be precise, or can I just give a general calculation?
Precise.
It's best to have it written down.
Yeah.
Right. Put a WhatsApp called Meiser.
Mm-hmm.
How much did I give?
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I've never actually done that.
I just started.
I'm gonna do it now. Today, I'm gonna open a WhatsApp group because I've never managed with notebooks. I just lose the notebook. I'm gonna write in my WhatsApp called Meister. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna write down how much I actually gave so that I'll be precise about it, and that hopefully
Hashem will. Facebook Messenger, you can send to yourself.
Okay, I like. That's what I do with WhatsApps. I send to myself through a WhatsApp list. What I do is I make a WhatsApp group called Meister with me and Ben, and then I remove Ben. Right. And then it's really just me reminding myself.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't do a precise thing. You get rich when you do it precisely. And like we said, it's best to give 20%. But the Indian of getting the riches, dafka comes when you're precise with the mitzvah. Okay.
But you can get rich from giving 10%.
So. Yeah, that's the basic level. Is 10%, yeah. Exactly.
But you won't get super rich unless you're giving 20. Is that what you're saying?
No. If you give meiser, it's meiser is meiser.
Saying make sure you give between 10 and 20.
10 and 20. The ideal way to do it would be 20%. Okay. But I think the Indian of Asher B'Shvat Tisher, even it, you'll get 10% back if you give 10%, and you get 20. Then you get 20. See there?
Yeah.
Okay.
What about giving more than 20?
Oh. So, great question. He does have an article about it. I'll tell you outside.
Yeah.
Then we'll stop here because I'm losing my voice.
Yeah.
We'll do part two tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The answer is, can you give more than 20%? Machlokes, like everything in Judaism, there is a Gemara which seems to indicate that you're not supposed to give more than 10%.
Than 20.
But many explain, I think the Shach and others explain, that's talking about a person who's a normal rich person. But if you, in the olden days, but if nowadays you are mamish, a billionaire, then certainly you can give more than 20%. And the whole world would be a lot worse off if rich people were mocking at about 20%. Because the whole concern is that, well, you're going to give away so much tzedakah so that you're going to end up not having your basic needs met. But if we're talking a person who has Bill Gates, $10 billion, even if he gives away $9 billion, he's still got $1 billion. He's going to be fine.
Yeah, but he's not giving from his savings and his portfolio. He's sure. Giving from what he makes.
Exactly.
He makes $10 billion in a year, and then he gives all 10 of it. He's like, okay, no problem.
So many posts can say, not only is it permitted, it's worthwhile, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Give as much money as you can, and the more money, the better. Mm-hmm. Also gives you all sorts of tax breaks. And certainly, if you're making a lot of money, you can give more. Mm-hmm. So it's a machlokes. There are those who say, no, you only give 20% max. And those who say, absolutely, you should give more than 20% if you're really rich. And I hold like the second opinion. I think that makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But it is a machlokas.
A regular person shouldn't.
A regular, not super duper wealthy guy. It depends how you define super wealthy, but you should give 20% for sure. And then it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, exactly, you know. Certainly if you're going to give to a point where it's going to impinge upon your personal security, it's not wise. It's not the right thing to do. But if you're going to be fine, then I would say it's a machlokas. And you can, there are different poskim who will differently. Seder. Ad kan hilchos meiser. Tomorrow we'll talk about what exactly counts as meiser. Maybe the most important question that we've left out. Only poor people, svarim, yeshivas, cancer victims, African. Like, that's what we'll deal with tomorrow.
Yeah.